Giovanna Rita Di Maria was born on November the 30th, 1989, in Alghero, despite having always lived in Sassari, the city of origin of her family. Beautiful and good, my parents are like two suns that shine around me. I am proud of them, and I love them so much. Together with my brother, Ettore, they form the most beautiful family in the world. Black hair and eyes. My brother is handsome, strong, and very tall. He is also loving, neat, and diligent. A champion. I am lucky to have such a brother. Now Giovanna, up to the age of 1 year, was very quiet and very obedient. Then, as soon as she started walking, her exuberant, lively, and cheerful character immediately emerged. From a very young age, she had a natural sensitivity that was certainly not given by education, but came from the grace of God. She grew up in a family environment made up of sound principles and permitted by a great, indisputable faith. Everyone who knew her described her as a sunny child, always smiling, able to find the beautiful and the positive, even in the ugliest and most negative things. She was like a sunny day that made you happy. Kiri, as she was known, was always available to everyone. You see, she found joy in serving others. Lending help to anyone who asked for it was always something that made her happy. Once, she had given up all the Christmas presents she had collected over the years and had sent all the money raised to Madagascar for all the poor and needy children. Giovanna recounts in one of her writings, "One day, I was in the garage with my father. I saw a bag full of games that I was very fond of. Thinking of the other children who have nothing, I decided to give it to them." Now she felt and lived with particular intensity, problems and feelings such as charity, justice, and unstoppable enthusiasm for the practical exercise of volunteering, a marked sensitivity and attention to the elderly, children, the humble, the defenseless, and the most needy, and above all, an immense love of neighbor and a solid faith in God. The most important thing in Christian prayer is to speak to God as friends, to be in front of Him with a heart, to give Him gratitude and love for what He gives us, to ask His help just like you do with a friend. Jesus is the greatest friend for Christians. Now from a very young age, she had started sleeping on the floor as a child, even refusing a pillow. Growing up, her mother Ornella was curious to why her daughter had chosen to sleep on the floor. Giovanna told the mother that there were many people in the world who do not have a roof over their heads and a bed to sleep. So she wanted to be able to try and share in their suffering. Kiri has always had a thought for the most needy and the sick, but she loved animals and nature equally. Woe to her if she saw an abused animal, and she suffered when she saw the dogs and cats standing on the street with no one. The great message of Jesus is peace, love, joy. I would like to do something to improve the world. In my opinion, if everyone committed themselves to doing good, the world would improve. This was also a conception of holiness or doing something to make the world better. Giovanna has always been a very obedient and orderly child, ready to help all those who asked her for it. She had a very lively, exuberant, and cheerful character. Her mother once spoke of how she has never seen her daughter sad or in a bad mood, except on the occasion of the death of her beloved paternal grandfather. Now, a close friend of Giovanna described her as a strong girl who knew how to infect the kind of happiness that is difficult to find. And she makes you understand that no matter how bad life can sometimes be, there will always be someone ready to help you and let you know that you are not alone. One day, she told her mother that it was not right to buy her too many things because there were children in the world who had nothing. She was satisfied with simple clothing and did not allow herself to be influenced by fashions or brands. She even loved being barefoot. When she heard about a girl with cancer, she wanted to send her books about cartoon characters and videotapes right away. Another time, she had her brother Ettore make some CDs and donated the entire proceeds of the sale to the soup kitchen of the Vincentian Center for social welcome. There was also a time when she wanted to donate blood to those in need. She could only donate a certain amount of blood as she was only a minor, but Giovanna insisted that the nurse take more blood to help the many patients who needed it. She even went so far as to pretend she was 18. Now she often talked to her mother about how she was not afraid of life after death. In fact, she said that she would die young and go to heaven to help the needy and the sick. "Mom, if I die, don't worry. In the meantime, you have Ettore, and you have to be calm. If the Lord wants me, I'm ready." She told the mother that she wanted to go to heaven and see all the people who needed help from there. One morning, as soon as she woke up, she told the mother that before falling asleep, she had received a visit from an angel, all white with large wings. Giovanna mentioned that this very angel had asked her if she wanted to join him in heaven, to which she replied with a yes. It was only after her death that a friend had testified that Giovanna had told her of the same incident, but mentioned that it was not a dream, and that the angel was actually present in her room. She only mentioned it being a dream as to not worry her mother. Every minute of her life was special, and she lived it with a lot of commitment and love for herself and for others. On October 18, 2002, after volleyball training, and after having greeted and hugging her companions and the instructor, something she had never done before, Kiri, while on foot, went to the shop of one of her aunts. She was then struck by a devastating and irreversible cerebral hemorrhage, and 6 days later, died on the 24th of October in the intensive care unit of the Sazari Civil Hospital, being 1 month shy of her 13th birthday. Giovanna Rita Di Maria, pray for us.